It's time to start your fun day with an hour of the Gigi Brown Experience.
Sunday morning brings the dawn in.
Alright, good morning, Montreal, and welcome back to the Gigi Brown Experience. That was Money, That's What I Want, if you couldn't hear in that last little verse there. And it's true, I really do want your money. It is the CJ Lowe funding drive, and it's the annual ritual of me asking everyone in my life to donate money to CJ Lowe. And an incentive for this year is very simple. If you donate at least $5, you get to choose a song, and I will play it on the radio, and I will dedicate it to you, and thank you. And you know, if you want to choose it for someone else, you can do that too, but $5 gets you the song. And the more you donate, the more incredible merch you get from CJ Lowe. And as we were talking here in the station, anyone walking around in a CJ Lowe t-shirt, it just bumps up your aura, gives you some street cred, it makes everyone think that you're really cool. So make sure you go and donate to CJ Lowe. The link is up on my Instagram, on my Facebook, and it's on the CJ Lowe website. So yeah, it's a funny drive. Give me your money. Anyways, we're going to jump into the show. I was up extremely late last night watching the Blue Jays game, which was a very sad loss. But to be fair, the Dodgers are our second team, so we are happy for them. Don't cancel me. But we were very sad to watch the Blue Jays lose. It was such a great World Series. And yeah, so I was up very late. It was a great night to have an extra hour of sleep due to the time chains. Anyways, I was thinking about the Blue Jays team, and so this first song is called Team by Nemesis, and it's a song you will recognize, and I'll be back to talk about it more. So enjoy the song, and I'll be back. Here you go.
We live in cities you'll never see on screen. Not very pretty, but we sure know how to run things. Living in ruins of the palace within my dreams. And you know, we're on each other's team. to throw my hands up in the air. So there, I'm kind of older than I was when I rebelled without a care. Call all the ladies out there in their finery. 100 children thirst, 100 jars of dainty. Now bring my boys in their skin and craters like a man. The moon we love like a brother while he glows to the rim. Dancing around the lies we tell, dancing around big eyes as well. Even the comatose, they don't dance and tell.
In a bad part of downtown, they're making a scene. And those kids from Chicago were dressed up like police, took everything you offered them like everything was free. And it don't matter much to me. On the ledge above the balcony, the people look alive, look so free. I wanna feel alive, be so happy. Crashed into a parked car 1 mile from the bookstore. There's nothing anyone could do. I hit the brakes, but I already knew there's things in life you just can't undo. I ran a light and then I flew.
That last track was Happy by Gold Star, and that is a new song that I'm sending out to Prince Falou right here in the station. This is a new discovery for me. It's a very great song. Go give it a listen. And before that was Des Excuses by Pum, and I'm going to talk about that in a second. But we started this all off with Team by Nemesis, and that is a cover of The Lord song, which is off of her debut album. Oh, I don't remember the name. Pure Divine? Pure Heroine. Nemesis covered this a little while ago for International Women's Day on Apple Music, and it's out on Spotify now. And if you don't remember who Nemesis is, she completely just like swept the Juno Awards away last year. She is a Palestinian Canadian artist. I love her. She's such a powerful woman. She has an incredible voice, and her album, like I said, Verbatim, is just absolutely fantastic. I've been listening to it this week. I'm just going to plug Sigello here. If you have been involved in any of the pro-Palestinian movements here in Montreal, there have been so many. Sigello is right there with you. We did a coverage of the McGill encampment last year, and it was really important. And to continue being able to do activism in the community and to really be a community radio for lovers, we need money. We need money to make equipment accessible for everyone. We need money to pay people to run the equipment at events like that. So if you listened to the encampment coverage at all, or you want to go to pro-Palestine events with Sigello, make sure to donate during the funding drive. It really helps a lot. Anyways, on that train of thought, Pum, that is her new song, Des Excuses. It came out in September, and she is part of this incredible lineup playing a benefit concert at Club Soda on December 2nd. So we're going to listen to a few of the other artists that are playing that night, and then I will come back and talk about that show because I'm very, very excited for it. So here you go. Here is How We'll Be.
Got you what you needed just before I got here. Got you what you needed just before I got here.
Got you what you needed just before I got here.
Thought of all the things I could to make you happy. Thought of all the things I could to make you happy.
Oh,
I know you, you know, I know, and you know, I know. Got you what you
got
needed
you
just before I got here.
Just
what you needed just before I got here.
c'est moi, Alex. J'aime beaucoup ta musique que tu fais, fait que je vais te faire un message.
Alright, so that was Safia Nolin with her latest song. I have no idea how to pronounce this. It's Jura. I'm not sure if I said that right, but that is her brand new single. And again, Safia Nolin is part of the incredible lineup of artists playing December 2nd at Club Soda for the benefit for Palestine. Before that, though, Safia Nolin is playing at the Centre Culturel et Communautaire Henri Lemieux in La Salle on Thursday, November 12th. So if you want to go see her before December 2nd, make sure to go check her out there. And before that was BB Club with their new song, Amaro. And this is like a new vibe for them, and I actually quite like it. I think it'll be a great song to be dancing to on December 2nd. Or if you want to see them before, November 6th at Quai des Brumes, they are also playing. And the fun thing with them is that after, in the spring of next year, they're off to Europe. So make sure you see them before they go on tour elsewhere in the world. And then we started this all off with We Know, I Know by Hawa B. And she is up like north right now, touring in Rouyn-Noranda and then Val d'Or before coming back to Montreal on December 2nd. Okay, we're going to continue. Here is Magie by Bon Enfant, and they are also part of that lineup. And yeah, here you go.
Thank you.
And we're back. That was Don't Go by Mellow Casualty. I play that track. That is their... Blah, 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 blah. Let's redo that. And we're back. That was Don't Go by Mellow Casualty, and that is their new single. They have a show next weekend at La Sodorania. They're doing a double release show with The Wesleys, who is another favorite here at the Gigi Brand Experience. The Wesleys are releasing an EP, I believe, and Mellow Casualty is releasing an album, or vice versa. I can't remember which, but it's going to be great. It's awesome. They are just both incredible bands. I'm going. You should go too. Go get your tickets now. And before that was Et Hop by Corridor and Magie by Bon Enfant. And for the last time, they are part of the incredible lineup of Artists for Palestine. There is a benefit concert happening December 2nd at Club Soda. You should go. All the proceeds go to supporting humanitarian aid efforts in Palestine. And so yes, that is that. That is the end of my promo for that show, but you should go. Seriously, go. All right, now my coffee's wearing out and the late baseball game is catching up to me. So here's Dreamcatcher by Isanabi right here on the Gigi Brand Experience, CJLO 1690 AM.
Chasing dreams never seemed like a choice to me. You can mold yourself into a shape you were meant to be. Chance born forlorn in a mystery. Always told this was a place you weren't meant to see. Whoa.
If you don't want me, say so now. It's not too late. No, it's not a good time to talk this out. But I don't want to wait and fool myself, pressing into the crowd at the airport now. I tell you, you're free. Leave me. Beside me, I tried not to look. Now you're walking behind me. I could hide how badly I'm shook in a high ceiling airport hall. Men with machine guns leaning against the wall. There's not one look on my face for the flash of the customs camera to trace. But if you had a hand there,
right? This is the last talk spot of the day. So that last song was Airport by The Weather Station. It's a brand new single. And before that was Dreamcatcher by Asanabi. And we all know I adore Asanabi, and he was just nominated for Indigenous Songwriter of the Year and Single of the Year for the Canadian Folk Music Awards. And he's on his way to start the Way We're Born tour. Unfortunately, he's playing Kingston and Gatineau, but he's not coming to Montreal. So maybe we can convince him to come. But if you want to go for a little road trip, he is so worth seeing in concert, and you should go listen to the interview I've done with him. He's just like a very sweet person. Anyways, that is it for my show today. Make sure you donate to the funding drive. Make sure you have a wonderful last day of Halloween weekend, and I will see you all, not next week, the weekend after. But next weekend, make sure to tune in for the overnight, all-night episode for the funding drive. There will be a bunch of people having a lot of fun here in the station during my time slot. So yeah. Anyways, we're ending the show with The Old Religion by Florence and the Machine. Remember, they are coming to Montreal April 15th, 2026 at the Bell Center. And then we'll end it with Silver Springs by Fleetwood Mac, because why not? We could all use a little bit of Fleetwood Mac in our Sunday mornings. Anyways, here you go. Enjoy the rest of your day, and bye.
Old religion humming in your veins. some animal instinct starting up again. And I am wound so tightly, I hardly even breathe. You wonder why we're hungry for some kind of release. So tired of being careful, so tired of being still. Give me something I can crush, something I can kill. Crawling.